I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 820, Chasing Poo. Have you ever wanted something so bad that you just had to have it until you got it, and then you realized you didn't want it, and the chase wasn't worth it? One year, our son Mark just had to have a Furby. Do you remember the Furbies? It was this little talking bear thing. It was all the rage. And now, it wasn't easy to get him one, but we found one, even though they were in short supply. And when he opened the present on Christmas, there it was. But it wasn't minutes before he was disappointed, and he realized it wasn't worth the chase. Has that ever been you? I know it's been me. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments: to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others like he's loved us. But so often we turn that love into things that don't satisfy. Let me give you a real-life example today of things that we have to have that sometimes aren't worth it. Have you noticed how important our phones have become to all of us? I mean, we joke that we feel naked if we don't have them on our person at all times. We'll drive miles to go back home to get ours because we just have to have it. Some of us have become so dependent on them that we're willing to go to great lengths and great falls to not be separated from them. Such was the case of a woman who recently dropped her phone in an outhouse latrine at the Olympic National Forest here in Washington State. First, she tried to reach for it. Then she tried using her dog's leash to fish it out. When that failed, she dismantled the seat, and she tried using the leash as a lifeline and leaned into the hole to dig deeper. And of course, that's when it happened. The entire rigging gave way, and she plunged headfirst into the cesspool of waste below. Thankfully, somehow, she found her phone in all that muck, and she managed to call 911 for help. But it took two different fire departments considerable time to retrieve her. Now, the fire department medics cautioned her of the health risk of her exposure and contamination, but she declined treatment, opting to just go home in humiliation. It seems that that which we love, we pursue. But often that pursuit is to our peril. Our phones, our technology, our money, or even other people. We must stop and ask ourselves, is it worth it? Will pursuit of this priority bring me health and happiness, or danger and destruction? Life is a balancing act. Phones can be good things, helpful things, but diving into sewage to save one, not so much. Luke 12:34, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Exodus 23, you shall have no other gods before me. Here's the great question. Take a look at your life right now. Is there anything that you're pursuing hard that's not really worth it? Let's pray. Lord, whether it's Furbies or phones, we all find ourselves chasing poo too often. When will we realize that only you can satisfy the longing of our heart? Every other quest is a temporary treasure that will only satisfy us for a New York minute, and then the longing for something else will creep in once again. Lord, we continue to buy the lie that we need what someone else is selling to be happy. But you are the truth. Lord, we continue to see the commercials of beautiful people doing wonderful things, and we think that's the life. But you are the life. Lord, we continue to follow our friends on their own quest for life. But you are the way to that life that we want. Teach us, O Christ, to chase you, not poo. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 821. In the meantime, do you remember this Andy Park song? No one but you, Lord, can satisfy the longing in my heart. Nothing I do, Lord, can take the place of drawing near to you. Only you can fill my deepest longing. Only you can breathe in me new life. Only you can fill my heart with laughter. Only you can answer my heart's cry. Father, I love you. Come satisfy the longing in my heart. Fill me, overwhelm me, until I know your love deep in my heart. Great song. Maybe next time our proverbial phone falls through the outhouse hole, we ought to just let it go. Otherwise, we might find ourselves chasing poo.